You couldn't lend a hand, could you, Brenda? I've carried this thing across town and I'm out of puff. You've got the muscles for it more than I have.
I don't say anything. I simply put my bags down beside my front door and go to help the gawky old mare. I do most of the work, getting the thing through the door and into the cavernous, cluttered shop. The frame is surprisingly heavy and I wonder how she even got it this far. It's from the auction rooms across the other side of the harbour, she explains. Soon as I saw this, I knew I had to have it. Here, pop it on the floor. Marvellous, Brenda. You're as strong as an ox, aren't you, Ducky? Come on through to the kitchen and I'll make you a frothy coffee. Next thing I know, I'm on a stool beside a breakfast bar stacked with dirty crockery and littered with burned bits of toast. Effie is telling me all about her latest acquisition. You know sometimes when a piece just cries out to you and you simply have to have it. Oh, not only pictures, ornaments, gewgaws, and objet d'art of all kinds. I often hear them crying out to me and wanting me to take them home. I'm quite loath to part company, and that's why this place is overstocked. It certainly is. I've never been in such a cramped and uncomfortable shop. I count myself lucky at my relatively unencumbered life. I have very few wants and hardly any clutter to hold me down. Just a few treasured mementos that I've kept down the years. Nothing like this almighty treasure trove of Effie's.